This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can kick it off right now and go with Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
How are you, Dr. A?
Living well, darling.
Good. I had a friend who was talking to a lady in her neighborhood, and this lady had a condition that I think I've heard about it, but I tried it in all the medical books that I have. I couldn't find it. It's a condition where the skin just kind of dries up and hardens.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in such pain and such misery, and she'd had to have, she said, she told us, a friend of mine, that she was just welcomed when they took her leg, amputated her leg. And I just wondered, Dr. Asa, if there's anything that you know of that description fits, or if maybe there was some cure or something that might be available.
How old is she? How young is she? I guess the better way to put it.
I think she's in her 40s.
Okay. So there's several, just so you know, there's several conditions out there. So it just depends on what she has. I mean, if it's like a dermatitis, you know, if she's having like an eczema, you don't really know exactly what it was, right?
No, she couldn't.
There's an autoimmune disease that causes it. Does she have an autoimmune disease? Does that ring a bell?
No, that I don't know. Maybe I better get further information, see if
Well, that's okay. It's okay. I mean, the bottom line is, if she's got a skin condition like this, and I'm assuming she's been to the dermatologist, and what did they, do you know what they did for her?
I don't know that either. She said that the condition was so painful that her skin just, I've heard of a condition where your skin just kind of turns to stone.
Well, it depends on what she has. I mean, there can be an autoimmune situation, and there's a Kress syndrome that can be involved with that, where there's hardening of the skin, thickening of the skin. I mean, there's just a lot of things that could be going on with that. But I can tell you that if she has skin condition, skin conditions, for the most part, come from the inside out. It's not just an outside in. So you don't want to just, I mean, the creams and lotions and all that, they can help with symptoms, but they're not really going to get down to the root of the issue. It usually comes internally. And like I said, if there's an autoimmune condition going on, then you've got the immune system attacking, whether it's the skin or the dermis or you know, there's so many factors that can be involved. So I know it's tough for you because you're just trying to get some information for her. But for me, I have 100 questions running through my head that I want to ask her. But at the baseline, I can tell you this. If you want to give her some good information to help her, and she's got a skin condition, and she's working with a good dermatologist, make sure she's doing that, okay, that she's not just reading things on the Internet and hoping for the best. You don't want to do that at all. Got to have someone on her team that's guiding her. But just from a nutritional perspective, you always want to think omega-3 fatty acids when you're dealing with skin conditions. A lot of people are so deficient. Matter of fact, we're extremely deficient. We're high in omega-6s. are very low in omega-3s, and omega-3s are so critical for so many aspects of our health, including healthy skin. So that might be one thing she wants to look at, or, you know, talk to her doctor about. The other one, for the skin, that can be extremely important, a lot of the different oils can be. Coconut oil is really good, though. Now, not only is it good internally, but it's very good externally. Because remember, whatever you put on your skin, 75% of it goes in your bloodstream anyway. So it's very good internally because it does a lot of great things on the inside of the body. But it does a lot of great things externally, too. So it's very healing to the skin. And depending on what she has and whatever what condition she has, it might be something, you know, that's not normally something that, a lot of docs would recommend. It's kind of more on the alternative side than it is on more of the medical side, as far as getting, you know, fixing things, as we say in the South. So just a couple things to think about with that. But yeah, not knowing the exact condition of that is tough, because there's several things it could be, a lot of could be's. But the omega-3 fats are important. If she's dealing with any food allergies, you might want to go down that route. Think about that. Tell her about that. To have that looked at, you know, wheat. So she's doing any wheat products, cow's milk, dairy, homogenized pasteurized dairy, sometimes can be a challenge. So you might want to look at that. Okay. But I would just take a peek and just see how she's doing and mention some of those things to her, because with the skin condition. Again, going to the dermatologist, talking to them, looking at nutritional deficiencies. She could get blood work done, which I'm sure they've done a ton of already, and look for any possible nutritional deficiencies that might be lingering around that could be helpful. Okay, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can also send me an email. Go to getwellradio.com and also jump on Facebook and Twitter if you want to jump in there in the social media world and get plugged in with all that we have going on here with the show. Now, there's 8 myths about arthritis, and we want to talk about those. And I tell you, it's interesting. We're going to hit one. I just want to hit one of them right now, but we're going to hit them throughout the show. But there's only one kind of arthritis, the big medical myth. And really, there's a perception that arthritis is just arthritis. You know, it's just like Fred Sanford said, if you used to watch the old show, you know, it's like my arthritis. So if it's not just arthritis, not just your hand deforming, there's so many of them. And, you know, just I've got a friend that I worked with a rheumatologist, and just it was amazing. You know, when you get into the specialties like that, it's amazing what you see and what you find. But, of course, people think cancer is cancer, that there's just one kind. You just get cancer. But there's so many different kinds. Well, Mark Genofis, who's a rheumatologist and professor at the Stanford School of Medicine, he said it's just not true. He said it could be gout, it could be crystals, it could be autoimmune rheumatoid arthritis, it could be virus-caused arthritis, or as many 100 other kinds of the disease. And that means if you think or know, 888-283-7272, lines are open with questions about your health. Make sure to go online and check it out. Shoot me an email and make it part of the show, whatever you need to do. Facebook, Stan in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. He wrote, lately I've been getting headaches on the left side of my head. Is this a stress, or it could be something worse? Well, if it's a headache and it came out of nowhere and you don't normally get headaches, you might want to have a little red flag that goes off. But, I mean, it would have to begin to start happening on a regular basis. Typically, you might want to have your doctor take a look at it. That's just always smart, you know, not just kind of wing it on your own. But there are some nutritional deficiencies that can cause some of these things, too. And on the left side of the head, sometimes it can be a zinc deficiency. I know I can just tell you from personal experience, I was taking a ton of zinc at one point, too much, actually. I was doing my own kind of experiment on myself years ago, and I started getting an incredible headache on my left side of my head. Came off the zinc, and of course it went away because the mineral will just kind of dissipate out of your body. But iron can lead to a right side headache. This is not standard medicine. It's more on the alternative side, but something to look at. But yeah, I would see a doctor if it persists. That'd be a smart way to go.
Our
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InstateNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Talking about arthritis and a lot of medical myths that are out there. Medical myth number two, a big myth, is I can't do anything about my disease or health challenge. Well, arthritis can profoundly change your life. We know that. But especially if it impacts weight-bearing joints or if you work with your hands a lot. Eric Mattson, who's a physician and chair of the Department of Rheumatology at Mayo Clinic, says, don't give up. He says, there's a lot you can do about the disease. He says, after finding out what type of arthritis you have, the first step may be weight loss. He says, which, you know, of course, a lighter load on your body will lessen pressure on your joints. Exercise is a big deal. And he says, yes, you can exercise. And that's a big myth. A lot of people think when you get arthritis, well, it hurts. And, oh, I just don't want to, you know, getting it moving like that, it just hurts and bothers me and all this. Well, yeah, it hurts, but you know what? It's going to be worse if you don't get moving and if you don't start doing something now. It's not going to get any better, I'll tell you that. Laying around and taking a bunch of medicine and eating the wrong kind of foods and not exercising is not going to make anything any better. So you want to make good choices. You want to make right choices to really go to the next level. So to do that, you definitely want to look at a couple things, but first, understand which one you have. So find out, go to your doctor, find out the kind that you have, and realize that your diet is going to play a big role. Your lifestyle choices are going to play a huge role. And necessary medications can also help as well. So the pain relief treatments that are out there, you know, might be necessary. Cortisone shots, too, with your physician can be an option. But, I mean, if you change your diet, literally take gluten out of the diet, which is a little protein found in most grains. I talk about it a lot. And you remove that out of the diet, and then, of course, it makes a huge difference. Now, it takes 8 weeks to come out of the system, but most people start noticing differences in just like 2 or 3 weeks. So, I mean, it's pretty substantial what can happen with that. There's just a couple of things to think about. And I'm telling you, exercise is big. If you deal with arthritis at any level, you want to consider exercising. And let me just lead into this because I think it's important. So the big myth is my diet has nothing to do with it. And, of course, Dr. Genofis, who's one of the doctors in this study and kind of in this myth about arthritis, says it's not that certain foods are cure-alls, but having a healthy diet is a crucial factor for maintaining and managing arthritis because your overall health is very important. And that's true. So cutting gluten out of the diet, cutting the inflammatory foods. Again, if you're dealing with arthritis, it's an inflammatory condition, right? It's an itis. So anytime you have an itis, you create inflammation in the body. So one of the best ways to get rid of inflammation in the body, if there's a genetic condition of what's going on, then that's a whole different animal. If it's autoimmune, that's kind of a different animal too. But the methods to the madness are the same. So you want to make sure that on a regular basis, you're putting foods in the body that get rid of inflammation. What do I mean by that? Well, like, for example, fried chicken, because of the trans fats and the breading and all that that's on there, it's going to raise inflammation in the gut. But baked chicken, organic baked chicken, number one, it'll be hormone-free from free-range chickens that run around. And you're going to have a great chance to produce good, new, healthy cells that are not going to affect the hormones. And it's not going to create inflammation or an inflammatory response in the body so much. It's different. So if you eat French fries, trans fats, cooked in oils that break down into a trans fat, number one cancer-causing agent that we have, and then, of course, you get sodium and everything else, tons of salt, everything else that's in there, it's going to raise inflammation in the body. guaranteed. But if you were to eat a sweet potato, not so much will it raise it. So see, there's a difference. It's just about learning the kind of choices to make and making better choices. But foods do matter. And, of course, the Lana Sandin, who's an RD and a spokeswoman for the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, said that the Mediterranean diet was gaining popularity, such as olive oil, lean meats and fish and vegetables. Foods rich in the omega-3 fatty acids are especially important with people with arthritis because they can also have the type 2 diabetes and arthritis tend to go together, just like heart disease and obesity. And so Sandin says that the Mediterranean diet is typically a better way to go because you're going to get, and I agree with that, because it's low inflammatory foods. It's rid of the processed foods in the body, and it just creates a much better environment for you to live healthy and to function at a higher level. And so with arthritis, I mean, that's one thing you want to really, really be careful of is the inflammatory response that can happen. And so it comes down to foods. It comes down to exercise. It comes down to foods. Your lifestyle choices. And don't forget, I'll tell you a big piece for arthritis is the mental aspect of it. Toxic relationships, being in a bad environment, unforgiveness with people. You hold on to that kind of stuff, and literally it will just come down on the inside of you and just begin to eat you alive. It will, and it will show itself in your body. You may not see it right in the beginning, but it will definitely begin to show. And that's one thing you do not want to deal with. Because that's one thing that's easy to let go. It's not like you've stopped eating, you had to kick the cigarette habit, which I know is tough for a lot of people. And you just got to forgive. Maybe it is tough. Maybe it is one of the hardest ones. But I'll tell you, the mental aspect of health, our emotions, drive so much on our health more than you think they do. And if you're the kind of person that can just put on a happy face and shove it all away and not deal with it and not worry about it, that's great. But I'll tell you this, the happy face and the good attitude, it's still going on down on the inside. And that's what you have to deal with. So, you know, you've got to deal with it, you've got to get it out, and you've got to talk about it, and people have got to understand about it so that you can really go to the next level with your health and with your life. And with arthritis, it's a big one. It's an itis. So you got to focus on cutting down inflammation, but cut down the inflammation in your environment. Matter of fact, your relationships and all that. That is a key. We'll get into some more myths about arthritis when we come back. We're also going to catch some more callers that are waiting on the lines to talk about various conditions. And here's the deal. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged with a certain issue with your health, there's always hope. Don't lose it. It's the one thing you have. And your choices matter. You can change those. I can't do it for you. No one else can. But you can take responsibility for your health and for your life. On this show, that's what we help you do. Make better choices. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your help is your greatest wealth. Grace, we're going to go to you. How can I help? Hello, Grace. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. How can I help, darling?
Okay. In 2000, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C, and I took Pegintron and Reptile treatment for a year. And since then, I hadn't showed up in my system until just recently. Wasn't really bad. The viral count wasn't, but it was active. And so which just really shocked me because I hadn't felt bad. You know, I try to eat right, diet, you know, exercise daily, things like that. So the problems that I'm having is my hands are swelling. That's my main problem, and they can't figure out why. The rest of my blood work was perfect. I'm losing a considerable amount of weight. I'm 30 years old. I'm down to 103. And so my main question is, what can I do? What does it sound to you like it may be? My hands swell every day. And like I said, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. But the weight issue, I just can't get my weight stable. Other than that, I'm wonderful.
I love the attitude. We got that going for you, that's for sure. Yeah. So you just feel like that no matter what you do, it's almost like you can't win. Do you have anybody helping you? Or is there a doctor or anybody kind of coaching you along?
I do. I have a gastroenterologist, and then I have my regular doctor. But both of them, they think that it's arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis in my hands. But I don't feel that way because I don't have any pain. It's just kind of tingly sometimes, and they swell every day. And then the weight issue, they've told me to drink Boost, and I take a one a day and omega-3. And so, you know, I'm at odds on what else to do because I want to be healthy.
Yeah,
that's the main issue. I'm not going to let this beat me, so...
Well, I wouldn't either, and so I understand what you're saying. Well, the Hep C, as you know, it with it being a virus, it's just unpredictable, and there's times where it can be in a flare-up, per se, and there's a time where it can be dormant. So are your stress levels elevated? I mean, has anything happened recently that would have triggered any kind of emotional response in your body? Because that can be a big trigger a lot of times.
Yeah. Yes, I've been under a lot of stress. My husband changed jobs, and he's actually staying out of town a lot, and my children went back to school, and so, yes, I'm shopping right now. That's my way of exercising. Shopping is my way of calming my nerves, but, yes, yeah. I have had a lot of stress lately.
Okay. I understand. And that can be a big trigger, and that can be, you know, a lot of transition in the home and
yes.
just stress like that. That can be a big trigger. So calming your nerves is one thing, but getting stabilized is another, and just becoming okay with kind of the new normal. You know, that's the best way to put it is life was a certain way, and you get into your groove, and that tends to be what you're used to, and then you become accustomed to it. And then when you have some radical changes that happen, then, yeah, you have to kind of readjust. And if you're the kind of person that like, do you like routine? Do you like things to kind of be the same?
I'm a routine person. I have a routine daily. And, you know, I've always been one that I talked to a psychiatrist, of course. And, you know, it used to help, but that's not helping anymore. And I have a hard time dealing with change. I always have my whole life. So that is a big difference.
So the boat has been rocked a little bit, and you're trying to just find the new normal again. So
yes.
that's going to be a big piece of this. I mean, with hepatitis C, and it would be for any kind of major condition, because when something is there like Hep C, and it's just hanging out, and something happens within your world to kind of rock it a little bit, that's when
yes.
it likes to, you know, rear its ugly head, and it's.
Okay.
Outside of the standard medicine and kind of the medical model with hepatitis C, there's not a lot. I mean, so there's not this silver bullet, you know, natural alternative that will just fix everything. From what I've seen with hepatitis C, from what I know, you know, getting your environment right is going to be one of the best things to get things to settle down a little bit. The treatments are important. Any of those that your doctor will recommend, it's going to be important. You got to support the liver. That's a big one. So milk thistle is always, you know, always kind of been a gold standard on more of the natural and alternative side. That's a big piece, you know. So that's one you want to, you want to definitely look into. And, you know, you also want to think about, I would look into, from like a liver protocol all the way around, I would look into a lot of the enzymes so you break your food down better, maybe have a good nutritionist to work with along those lines. You know, that's kind of a key for this kind of situation. I mean, I would definitely have that. Now, with the liver as well, if you've got a good gastroenterologist, which it sounds like you do, a lot of times GI docs aren't into cleanses and that sort of thing because it's just not in the scope and it's just not the way they're trained. But I do think that with the liver and when it gets overloaded with the virus and all that, that, you know, you might want to have some guidance with someone that look into more of the like fruits and vegetables, cleansing, blending. And I don't mean like fasting, but I mean where you get a lot of good raw nutrients and that becomes part of your diet for a period of time and have someone kind of guide you through that process. Because they're, it's really beneficial. Not only is it good for your digestive tract, not only do you get plenty of vitamins and minerals, but it's great on the detoxification side, and it's really good on the liver. You know, the easier your body can digest and process, the easier it's going to be all the way around. Because the liver is the main detoxification center in the body, and it can handle a lot. But when it's under a lot of load, like we're talking about, you know, with hepatitis C, then there's a whole different animal that's involved. So you want to keep that immune system strong. You want to support the liver. You want to support the digestive tract, all of those. And so I would, if they don't have you with a good dietitian, I would get one and have them work with you to come up with a good solid game plan. Because that's just, in your situation, having your viral load go up and down, you can't really change your environment right now, right? Because your husband has this new job and, I mean, I'm assuming that that's really important for the family, obviously. And, you know, the kids are where they are, so your life's just in shambles a little bit. Not that it can't turn around, but it's just different. And when you like routine, that's enough to get you all flustered. Not that it's bad, it just gets you flustered, and you've got to get to a new place. So I get that. Now, that's what I would do. Get someone that can work with you on helping build the immune system. And talk to your GI doc about some options, too. If he's not into it, says, I don't know much about that, then, you know, go back to your nutritionist or whoever that you work with and let them come up with a good, solid game plan to walk you through. But your eating habits, all of this, which is hard to do under stress, I realize that, getting that to a good level is important, too. And I know 103 pounds, I know it's getting down there. And that's why getting plenty of calories in, the right kind of calories and all that is so important. And someone to kind of walk with you and coach you through that and get recipes and all that kind of thing. Because you're going to want that. You don't want to get bored with what you're eating. You've got to get a real good solid game plan together. And that's really my thought to you, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We'll go to Todd now. Hi, Todd.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, I had a kind of a, but I was just wondering if you'd give me some tips on like stuff to take, supplements, or anything that's going to really help me boost my immune system because I'm getting sick too much. It's just getting unbearable.
No, I get it. You know, it's funny. It happened to me too, and I eat, I would say, you know, very well and take care of myself, exercise, and do all of that, and I never get sick. Really and truly, I just don't. I'm not bragging. It's just that, you know, it takes a lot for me to get run down, you know, and I go pretty hard as far as work wise and long hours and all that kind of thing. But, you know, when I was a medical student, it was interesting because I have a couple other doctorates and in that training, I wasn't in the hospital setting so much. But in this one, of course, you're in the hospital for pretty much all your days for, you know, close to 2 years, and it's just nonstop. So that lifestyle is very different. And for people that have never done that, it is amazing. So when you say I'm getting sick every other week, I get it. Because even as solid as my nutrition plan is and how I take care of myself, I was getting sick a lot. And I'm thinking, what in the world? What is going on? And nothing major. you know, just the sniffles and you know, a little head cold, congestion here, and things. You just feel run down. So here's the key of one of the things that I saw is that, number one, you're indoors a lot when you're in that kind of job, so your vitamin D levels get low. And over the past few years, I've just done so much research on vitamin D and seen the benefits. So you're young, you're 23. So you might want to go to your physician, your family doctor, have them run a blood test. I'm a big fan of blood testing, as you probably figured out. Get a blood test done. Have them check your vitamin D levels. They should be on the upper end of the normal range, and like 70 to 90. If you do that, in your immune system goes into turbo gear. Now, your diet needs to be good. If you're not eating well, then they're going to kind of offset each other. So you might want to look into that. I know it's tough because you've probably been eating a certain way, but look into eating better, cutting gluten out of your diet, and getting solid with everything you eat. But look at getting vitamin D levels up, and that might be a missing link for your immune system. It is for a lot of people, but don't do it out of a blood test, and go with the dosage milligrams or international units that they tell you. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. Say that a lot, but it's true. We're talking about myths and arthritis and just kind of what's out there. This is a big one that drives me nuts. Did I say nuts? Yes, I did. Drives me crazy. The big myth is that I have arthritis, so I can't exercise. I don't know how many times I've heard that. Drives me crazy because I don't like the word I can't. It just doesn't resonate with me at all. So when you've got some kind of challenge, I'm all about it. That's why I don't like to call it disease, because if it's a challenge something is that you have the potential to overcome. A disease is a dis-ease, meaning that it's something is broken down. It feels like it's permanent when you say that word. So I've never liked that. So hey, this is my show and I can call things what I want to call them. So it is what it is. So health challenge is what I like to call it. And so when you have a health challenge like arthritis, and the whole thing about I can't exercise, look, it may hurt to get your butt on the bike. It may hurt to walk. It may hurt to go to the gym. It may hurt to lift some weights. It may hurt to do the bands. At the end of the day, get moving, because one of the best things you can do with arthritis is to get the body moving. And any orthopedist will tell you that. Any rheumatologist will tell you that. They will. So here's what they said in this article that we've got. This is the biggest myth of all. Elaine Husseini, who's a director of Arthritis and Musculoskeletal Center at Cleveland Clinic. No shabby clinic there, by any means. Most people have this self-fulfilling prophecy, and they do it to themselves. They think they can't exercise because they're feeling pain when they move, and they're making it worse. But inactivity, says Dr. Husseini, can cause the sufferer's joints to continue to deteriorate. The best workouts are low impact, range of motion based exercises, says Dr. Mattson, such as water aerobics or walking on a level surface. Tai Chi is a great choice too, because it helps strengthen the muscles around the joints. He says, helping them resist wear and tear, yoga can also help too. So again, you've got a lot of experts that can talk about this and can talk about just the great ways to really go to the next level with our health and our life. So when you're dealing with arthritis and you think you can't exercise, stop complaining, get your butt out and get moving, because it's one of the best things you can do to preserve your joints. It's not going to make them worse. You just don't want to do it. You know, exercise is the toughest. Like, literally, I can get somebody, in years past, I could get somebody to take a supplement. I mean, you can say somebody says, well, I don't really take supplements. But to get them to take a vitamin C or a multivitamin when they've never done it before, that's not tough. You open up a bottle and you just got to remember to take it in the morning, right? Or to get somebody to just stop eating flour, bread. You just put it to the side for 4 weeks. Anybody can do it for 4 weeks. Okay, they can do that. But man, to get them to get out and get exercising is like, for some people, it's pulling teeth.
It really is. And, of course, I love it, so it's easy for me to say that. But like, I don't like running like long-distance running. I like sprinting, but I'm not a big long-distance running fan. I get bored, and I just don't like doing it. So, but I do it. I make myself do periods of it because I know it's good for me at some level. So, you know, I can understand that. But just exercising on a regular basis, if you get into the routine of it, you'll begin to like it, number one. You'll begin to feel better. You'll get the endorphin release. And your joints will start feeling better, and you'll start getting the benefits of it. So if you struggle with the whole exercise concept, and you've got arthritis, and you get freaked out because of the pain, and you just don't want to deal with it, I want to encourage you to look at that, because you really can go to the next level. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And you know that really matters when it comes to arthritis. So exercise is a huge key. Here's another one. Although ginger, turmeric, and other spices do have anti-inflammatory properties, eating them certainly can't hurt you, but there's little human research data available to back them up as a treatment for chronic inflammation, says Dr. Sandin. As of now, there's no accepted standard for how much of these ingredients are needed in order to provide any real benefit for arthritic joints. So if you want pain relief in a pinch, you might be better off using ibuprofen. Your inflammation isn't going to go away just because you had curry for dinner. Now, I agree with that some, and there's some, I mean, first of all, I agree that there's not a lot of literature in the U.S., but in Europe, they've done quite a bit of research, a lot more than we do here, on natural remedies, spices, foods, and that kind of thing. So, you know, our own research, yeah, I can understand that. But we don't pursue that. We don't pursue a lot of research in natural remedies. We just don't. It's not something we typically do here. So what's interesting for that to me is that kind of at the end of the day with that, I mean, turmeric and ginger and all these things can help. And if you eat them all day long and you get rid of inflammatory foods in the body, then it can help with arthritis. We know that for a fact. Is it a cure-all? No. Should it be claimed to that? Absolutely not. No way. But to make sure that you want to go to the next level, your habits every single day is like slowly chiseling away. Every single day, you're just chipping away and helping the body that much more versus just sitting back and not doing anything. So that's another one. Now, here's another one, too. Taking glucosamine supplements will rebuild my joints. Well, glucosamine is a natural compound found in your joints and cartilage around them, Dr. Mattson says, and it's widely available and become very popular as a supplement, but patients think that taking this will rebuild their joints, and he said it doesn't. Unless you inject it into the joint, which can be done at your doctor's office, there's no way of getting this into your joints at that level. And it doesn't restore your joints, although some people think that they get pain relief from them. So, you know, glucosamine is a good supplement, just so you know. It's got, you know, it works well for about 75% of the people that take it. But even like Dr. Mattson says, who's a rheumatologist, that it doesn't work for everyone. And it's not going to rebuild and reconstruct the joint. It can help support, that's the big word, support the joint. So arthritis is a big deal. But there are ways to work at it from a lifestyle perspective. And not to neglect medicine that you need to take from your physician, but a lot of great things you can do with that. Puts another hour in the chart. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralat, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralat.com.